Good day. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for January 15th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, subscribing to it wherever you listen to this podcast, but then also sharing it with your friends and family. Now, let's get on with the briefing. First up is Nike. Nike has been working on some great technology, particularly with their shoes. Now, granted, they have refreshed and redone some shoes and try to make it brand new, but what they have done is actually created self-lacing shoes. In fact, they have actually come out with some self-lacing shoes, particularly a replica of the ones from Back to the Future, but they are ready to go mass market with this. So with the Adapt BB, which is a self-lacing basketball shoe, this will be coming out this year. It uses a motor that's built into the shoe and uses Bluetooth connectivity along with an app in order to tie your shoes, but it adapts to however you like to wear your shoes. Absolutely brilliant. It comes out $350, so you can actually order it now. Just go to Nike's website and go ahead and get your pair. It's $350. Next up is Electronic Arts. EA has announced that they are moving away from story-driven Star Wars games. They are removing their single-player elements so that they can focus completely on multiplayer. Now, this is a big hurt for particularly people like me that love single-player games, because I'm not a big multiplayer person simply because of just all the rudeness and cussing and all that. But the story-driven games is sad. And what the video game market really needs, and is a true indicator, just like how it was with the TV industry, that there needs to need to be a renaissance of good writing, good stories to keep people engaged and making it worth the $60 to be able to pay for these games. But then also, Netflix. Netflix announced today that they are raising their prices between $2 and $3, depending on the type of plan that you have. Now, there has been, all throughout today, some outrage about Netflix raising their prices just by a couple of dollars. And granted, this does get to the pricing of some other subscription services that are coming out, like Disney, Universal, NBC Universal, Stars, HBO. And so all they're doing is, because of all the content that they create on a monthly basis. And now, granted, I haven't been through hardly any of them, just only a few of them. But what people have said is that there's not a whole lot of quality. But the thing is that they're putting out the content and they're giving everybody a chance, an opportunity to create the next big hit. And that's really good for them to be able to do that. So the justification of them actually raising the prices so that we're paying for more content and perhaps quality content is a great thing. Because I will not go to Hulu because of the ad support that you are paying for. I don't like that. But it's good that Netflix is actually doing something to really increase revenue. In fact, their stock went up after the announcement. I know, it's kind of crazy, right? But hey, Netflix is a great service. I think it's a good price, particularly for all the things that you get for it. And plus, you can share it with four other people, so you can have that family account. And I think it is an awesome thing. So let's continue all to support Netflix, and let's see them truly disrupt the whole entire TV industry like they have. But then also finally, Verizon. If you are a Verizon user with their cell phones, you can now get, if depending on the unlimited plan that you get, which is your highest one, you can get Apple Music for free. It's not a time limit. As long as you have the plan, you get Apple Music for free. Interesting that Apple is actually partnering with Verizon. The last week, they partnered up with a whole bunch of TV manufacturers for HomeKit and AirPlay. And before that, really opening up to Android for Apple Music? And what's going on with Apple? Hold on, what's with these announcements to partner up with other companies? This is insane, but it's actually a really good thing. And hopefully that if you are a Verizon user and you have the highest plan, well, congratulations. You got the best music service on the market. Yes, sorry, Spotify, you're not the best. But this wraps up today's daily briefing. I know this was definitely a short one. Not a whole lot of news, but just wanted to give you a quick update on what happened today so that way that you can be informed and know the truth of technology. This is a Technologies KS3 Daily Briefing for January 15th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast, and everyone, have a great day. Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.